You're listening to the Riverfront Church broadcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideas, and more.
So we are here gathered at the Think and Drink Bible Study. Tonight is right before Halloween, but what we were learning about were no tricks, all treats mostly, depending on how you felt about Peter and his work. So there was a lot of rich discussion about the scriptures and how we understand them, how we access them through our modern lenses. What do you have to take away, my friend Elaine?
My goodness, there's so much. And I really wish I could, in my words, paint a visual of some of the really cool slides that we have seen today. Well, we started out with 1 Peter, and at this time, it was the first century, it was when around Nero had become the new Caesar. So Nero, who was a little bit crazy, you could say, was leading Rome at the time, and he, an interesting thing we learned is that Nero had this dining feast room, and in the middle of it was this big round circle, and it was actually a rotating floor slash dining table that could spin around, and supposedly somehow they fixed it, and I guess we thought slaves underneath, I guess, would move it so he could spin around as he was eating, just kind of different and weird. But we talked about how Nero had a clever way of blaming the Christians for everything that went wrong. And like, of course, the Great Fire of Rome came from the Christians because they talked about hell as a place of fire and condemnation. And then, you know, Nero would say that the Christians were cannibals because they talk about communion in the body of Christ and eating the body of Christ. And then Nero would say that the Christians were, in, you know, living in incest because they called everybody brothers and sisters, then he would just blame them. And, you know, he blamed them for angering the Roman gods because they wouldn't even worship them. So I guess that was all his reasonings on why he would persecute them and do horrible things to them. And I don't want to talk about them because we learned something tonight that just made me kind of really sad. What he would do to these poor people who were Christians. One scripture that was just something new revealed to me is the trials. Like in 1 Peter, there's a scripture that talks about the trials we go through. And, you know, I used to always think of that like, oh, what the heck is that for? But it was, you know, shared, and that's what you get out of this is you get to hear somebody else's opinion. But the trials kind of are, you know, to remind us that we have faith, not to remind God that we have faith. God already knows who we are, what we are, and if we are faithful to him. But these trials that kind of like are things that literally put us to the thing like, oh my God, am I going to trust God through this craziness? And when we do, it reminds us and I think kind of strengthens our faith. And I never really looked at that scripture like that, and I cannot remember the scripture that we talked about. Oh, here it is. Trials have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine. So it's more to prove it to ourselves that we have this faith and it's genuine. Talked about so many things, and I'm trying to read my notes.
One of the things that struck me, and I'm wondering what was going through your mind too, is when we were talking about the wives and the husbands and the marriage kind of analogy that's made there. And so I'm wondering kind of what was going through your head during that discussion, because it was very interesting. The person who was teaching the Bible study, who may or may not be called Alan, left some ellipses in there. And I was struck with how the verses that he left out sort of changed the meaning a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering how you experienced that, because everybody knows that I'm angry and just hate Paul and maybe Peter too. So I'm wondering what was that like for you as well?
Well, I think when you have the whole thing, it makes sense. But, you know, he's summarizing, like, give me the beginning and the end for the slide purpose and the presentation. And then when you go and put it all together, the points he's pulling out by just showing you the beginning and the end, it's kind of like the emphasis, and you're like, oh, now I get it. like another slide where some of the scripture was left out. It was like, love one another deeply, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable. And like that scripture I would read and miss, but the imperishable was to remind people in that time who were being persecuted and destroyed and just literally torn apart and thrown into, you know, be eaten by these lions and lit on fire for entertainment purposes, that, you know, you were made of an imperishable seed. So even though this life is going to end, you are going to go on to be with God and to have an eternal life. So if we're suffering here, eternity is yet to come. So we don't have to think of ourselves as, this is it, you know? Mm-hmm. I had a horrible life. I was born a slave. I was thrown in a lion pit, and that's it. So it was just to give to encourage people to keep going.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say one of my major takeaways tonight was, which again, never really thought about before, Peter's writing style being fairly plain-spoken, for lack of a better word, I'll say simplistic, you know, as opposed to Paul, who could be complex and at times, you know, even as Peter points out, a little confusing. Peter was, you know, his word choices, his examples, very basic, very easy to understand by the common person.
Right, and it might not be things that you might 100% agree with. We talked about, going back to those verses about the wives submitting to their husbands, there's some language about Abraham and Sarah, and that gave us lots of fodder to argue over because we really had some problems with that, but we got it. You know, that's a story that you know and that the ancient hearers would have understood and known what that meant. And so he's using language that people originally could understand it, but also that we now can kind of access and try to understand. One of the other things that we talked a good amount about was the false teachers and what made the false teachers false and what kind of warning signs to look out for. And Alan really kind of drove that point home. One of the things that Ken picked up on that we talked a lot about was the word secretive, and that these people are doing these different things on the down low, on the ways that you're not going to know them, that you may not see it all plain and out front, and kind of talked a lot about that. So
yeah, pretty much most of the time, if you hear, "Hey, let's just keep this between us," that might be reason for a red flag.
Yeah, I do like how he broke it down because the scripture he used, that person we're calling Alan, was. And this is another scripture. It's not the full scripture. But they will secretly introduce destructive heresies. Many will follow their shameful ways. In their greed, these false teachers will exploit you. And he pointed out, you know, you gotta, to spot a false teacher from within, you gotta check the message, which is the heresy. Check the morals, their shameful ways. Check the money, they're in it for the greed. Check their motives. Their motives are to exploit you. And that secretive word is check their method. You know, I mean, kind of trying to warn you and say, hey, wake up, people. These people are using things that Paul has written to, you know, twist and distort it so it will profit them.
But obviously this is all stuff that only applied 2,000 years ago, doesn't apply today at all.
Clearly
that doesn't sarcasm. Happen today.
Yeah.
There aren't misguided charlatans in our world. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the scripture that we ended on, it was, you know, Peter talking about Paul's letters, because when you read Paul, sometimes you're like, what? How is that positive? How does that make sense? And even Peter said, Paul's letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort as they do the other scriptures. So he's trying to remind us that these people out there are going to take a little bit of this and a little bit of that and put it together to make it something where they can tell you, okay, now women under, you know, 5 feet have to sit in the rear and always wear black robes and no jewelry. Like, they'll just do something crazy like that. And you're like, what? But when you don't know, and back in this time when people were just starting to learn about the scriptures and learn about God and learn about Jesus' sacrifice, it was all new. So they might say, oh, well, this guy said it. It must be true. And maybe it really isn't. So you really have to check it, you know. Go and study and learn for yourself. Don't believe everything you hear or everything you see posted on Facebook is not necessarily the truth. You know, study it for yourself. Go get some resources. And, you know, like the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. So go back and reread and, well, this person said that. It doesn't really sit right with me. Well, maybe that's God leading you to go back and research and study and learn for yourself. And seek wise counsel. There's a lot of it out there.
So, yes, if you are seeking wise counsel in a place where you can question and wonder and think about these verses in all sorts of ways and maybe new ways, the Think and Dream Bible Study is definitely a place to do that. So
yes.
I'd like to invite all y'all listeners out there and everyone any given Wednesday, we probably are having Think and Drink Bible Study. Ken's probably going to take that probably out. Make sure and check out on our Facebook. We've been meeting at Grace United Methodist Church. That is on wherever this address
900
is.
900 North Washington Street.
900 North Washington.
Wilmington, Delaware. Yeah.
That. And find us on Facebook and find us at all the places. So we hope to keep questioning, keep wondering together. See y'all soon.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Riverfront Church Broadcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook. Just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.